people. Love is love. Our people, love is a goat, okay? Love is over here eating rice crispy
drinks. True.
Finish your food. What is wrong with you? Our people, we have failed you. We will start again.
Shut up. My self-care is me chewing on these rice crispy trees right now.
Your self-care is affecting other people's cares because you're affecting my ear.
As I'm munching.
As you're munching, as I'm sitting here looking at you, or you're drinking water because you know you're thirsty.
That's listen.
Guys, welcome to Jesus and Jollof. Some people doesn't even... You know, guys, you know, sometimes you have to be professional. And you have to work in excellence right now.
Right now.
Right now, Lovey is anti. She said she was anti trash.
Yeah, I'm currently trash. I'm currently being very trash.
She's a trash. Take 55, Biko. Oh my God. All right, clearly, we're talking about self-care on this episode, and we need to care for ourselves right now.
You know how I was caring for myself? I was chewing rice crispy treats.
You had to get your blood sugar up.
Respect my self-care in that moment.
You know what? I don't care about yourself. So this episode, we are going to be talking about how to kind of prioritize you. And how to put you, you know, as adults, we always want to do stuff for other people. You know, we have to do stuff for our job, for our boss, or for our kids, or for our spouse, or, you know, for the dog, or for anybody else. And then we come last. And it's just like, hey, listen, you know, when you're on a plane and they tell you to put your mask on before you help anybody else out, if you burn out and you don't make it, guess who else and what else is not going to make it? All the other stuff you've been putting in prioritizing before yourself. So
I got my proverb.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Shut up.
Tell me the short one time. Remember, I'm your elder.
You're my elder.
I'm your seed. Kneel down. do the proverb while kneeling down.
If you cut your chains, you free yourself. If you cut your roots, you die.
Hey, if you cut your chain,
you free yourself.
If you cut your roots,
you die.
Oh yeah, explain.
If you cut the things that are holding you, making you tethered, the things that are tethering you.
Did you just see us for the fifth time?
I did.
You keep talking about this tethering. Okay, if you cut the things that are tethering you, then what happens?
You free yourself. But if you cut your roots, so the things that ground you, you die.
Wow. So what is self-care? Is that a tethering or is that a grounding?
It's a grounding, but it frees you, though, because it cuts your chains. So, essentially, making yourself a priority cuts your chains.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You're still grounded to your roots. You're still grounded to those things you care about. But you're cutting your chains so you can be free. You know, I think that's so important because I remember my mom is retired. My mom retired and she moved to Nigeria. And every time I talk to her, I'm like, hey, what are you doing? I'm so busy. I'm going from one thing to the other thing, and we have this event, and I want to be like, didn't you retire to slow down?
Mm-hmm.
Like I'd be like, hey, mom, you shipped all of our Encyclopedia Britannicas back to Nigeria for what? That one I don't know. But grab one of. I was like, mom, these things are outdated. Like we have the internet. One day your grandchildren will want to be encyclopedia. And I was like, they will have whatever new invention is out.
Right, the hologram.
The Encyclopedia Britannica hologram.
Hologram.
Tupac will be telling them what's in it.
Yeah, and self-care is like it's really trendy right now, but honestly, it should be a core part of your life. It should be a core part of surviving adulting without losing your mind.
Yes, because what you don't want is to get to retirement and you've been so in this go, go, go zone that, like, you don't even know how to slow down. Like, my mom literally has time to kill and it's like, I must fill it with
stuff.
And it's like, but it's not stuff that's fulfilling. It's stuff that's, like, busying. It's like, mom, read this magazine that I brought back.
Read this book.
Like, learn something new.
Go on a vacation.
I just was like, slow down. Like, live. Like, you've been surviving this whole time and existing.
Not thriving.
Now live.
Live.
I just want you to live. And we don't have to get to retirement to finally live.
So live now.
So,
what are your favorite things to do for self-care? I always ask everybody, all the guests that I have on my other podcast, Rants and Randomness, is the last question I ask them is, what are you doing to take care of yourself as you're trying to dominate the world. So what is your, give me one thing so far.
Well, I have self-care Saturdays.
Okay.
And that's when, like, I get my entire life together.
Mm-hmm.
I do my eyebrows. I do sugaring, so I get my wax on.
Mm-hmm.
I get a massage. I get my nails done. And it really just, like, resets me. Like, oh, my God. Like, you know, sometimes you let yourself go,
mm-hmm.
and then you look in the mirror like, who's
like, what is that? Who
you
is
know,
this animal?
I take a steam bath or, you know, give myself a facial and or take a bath, steam shower, and then take a bath or whatever. But it's like I mix it up. And then I have candles and slow music to
So you're romancing yourself.
I'm romancing myself. Yes. You know, when you're a single girl, as young as Jebota like this, fine girl, no pimple.
No pimple.
I love my smile. I love my dimple. When you're just like that, like anyhow,
just
you got to take care of yourself. It's, you don't have, listen, you got to start now when you ain't got nobody to take care of yourself. So that you, when you get somebody, that's not when you're going to start like, oh, I guess I should.
No.
It's like, no. I've been taking care of myself. So when you come, just know this is me.
That's
this
it.
And so I take care of myself just because it's like, it's easy to let yourself go. It's easy to be like, I'm in sweats. I ain't going nowhere. Anybody coming here?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, no, let me exercise. No, let me just soak and luxuriate in this bath with these bubbles and look at this candle and just thank God for everything that I have and everywhere that I am. So it's like self-care is gratitude.
Yep.
So that's what I do for self-care. I need to, sometimes I take naps.
Oh, I always take naps. I'm the nap queen.
I'm your nap queen.
What song is that?
Yeah, Trap Queen, but nap queen. You know?
Yeah, so I do self-care days like that too, but I usually have it on a weekday because that's also when I go to therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So I do like a self-care Tuesday or self-care Thursday,
like,
and I schedule it where it's like I do 4 hours in the spa where I do the facial massage. I go from the spa to therapy, and then I probably go get my nails done so they're not looking busted. Get the waxing, you know what I mean? The whole situation's put together.
Yes, Brazilian.
Okay, Jaws, get it together.
Is it a Nigerian wax? What's the, like, you know how Brazilians like the full everything. What's the Nigerian?
What's
the Nigerian
version? Green, white, the it Nigerian. Would be the Nigerian flag. So where the middle is waxed and the rest. You can wax the middle and leave the middle. So it looks like the Nigerian flag.
Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that.
Please don't do it.
Don't do it. And then I do, sometimes I think self-care sometimes is unplugging from social media.
Mm-hmm.
So the other Sunday, I actually spent all of Sunday, essentially, I spent 3 hours putting together a Lego set. And it was so fun.
By yourself?
With Bae.
Ooh.
Like, we sat there and we were, like, focused for three. It was a 615-piece Lego set.
Wow, no and phones.
No phone. We had to be focused. And it was so good to just lose yourself in this thing. You don't have to think about nothing. You're not worried about replying to somebody. Just put the phone away for a hot second and do something with your hands, like puzzles.
Yeah. Yes.
I love puzzles, jigsaw puzzles. And just become a kid again.
One thing I love, Become a, unless you become like a little child.
Mm-hmm.
That's scripture. One thing I love about you and Bae, because you work from home when you're not traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And when I witnessed this firsthand, when he came home, he went away. Like, I didn't see him.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember looking like, Lovette, don't you want to go and, you know, be with your, you know, boo-boo? And she said, no. Oh, he takes an hour and a half when he gets back from work, and that's his time. And I was like, wait, what? That's so necessary because it's like he's been out all day at work. He wants to come home and just decompress. She was like, he's probably on the phone talking to somebody or watching a TV and just whatever he's doing. Like, he has his whole, that's how big our house is. He has his own wing. he can go far, far away from.
I mean,
that's
it don't
so
matter
dope.
What part of a unit you are, you still got to have and give yourself the permission to take the time for yourself, no matter what it looks like. So a lot of people who listen to us are parents and are in relationships, and people lose themselves in that and think me taking some time for myself is selfish. No. If I don't take time for myself, or he doesn't take time for himself, how good are you for everybody else if you have nothing left?
Mm.
So it's one of those constant.
Did you guys have to talk about that? Like, hey, when I come home from work, like, can I just not talk to you for an hour? Or
like, there actually was never a conversation about it. I think it was just kind of organic, one of those like, I need some time to myself. You need some time to yourself. You just got off work. I've probably been working all day. This is not the first moment to talk.
Yeah.
You know, we can reconvene.
we can reconvene.
We can come back together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's one of those things where no matter what I'm doing or what unit I'm part of, I really never want to lose myself in it.
That's dope.
And I think for me, self-care is not just getting a massage or getting a facial. Mm-hmm. It's tapping into myself and sometimes asking myself, like, are you okay? What do you need right now?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And finding a partner that you can balance that to. So, like, if you're a parent, and if you're married and you're a parent, it may be like, hey, babe, listen, on Tuesday, I need 2 hours away from the kids. Like, Tuesday is my day. Like, I know, like, they will probably stab somebody in the left ventricle because that's just the phase that they're in right now.
That's how
now.
They do.
But I need to, just please give me 2 hours. Like, I'm going to get Thursday, I'm going to give you 2 hours on Monday. Mm-hmm. How about that? Like, deal, break. You know, like, just, like, sometimes it feels like it's selfish. Like, I don't, you know, I know he works too. And everybody's busy in their own way. But it's, like, still... Like Lovey said, don't lose yourself. Still demand, like, I need a minute. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, maximize those 2 hours. If it's like, I'm going to take a nap. Or like, I'm going to read a magazine from front to back.
Yes.
Or for you, it's like.
A book. The other day, I read a book in 3 hours. It was this book called.
Was it a pop-up book? What book are you reading in 3 hours?
I'm a fast reader. So Jasmine Guillory, I was like, I just want to laugh. So I looked on my bookshelf, didn't see one, ordered this book. It's called The Wedding Date. And it's just this really cute romantic comedy book, and it was good to be in another world for 3 hours and just not be in front of a screen and do the things that remind you that another world exists and that make you laugh, that make you sometimes they're not gonna cost you money. Like, they don't always have to cost you money. If you're like, oh, I can't afford a massage, look, go lay in the park if it's warm outside and just be like, let me just get some fresh air.
Because that's it. Take a walk. Take a walk. Like, again, everything that's, like Lovey said, everything doesn't have to cost you money. If you can't go to a comedy show, turn on Netflix. They got about 18,000 comedy specials.
Correct.
HBO, Showtime. There's opportunities to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to leave your house.
Mm-hmm.
Or for some people, it is like maybe you are not on social media all the time and like you're missing your friends. Like, all right, catch up on Instagram for an hour.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, maybe that's your
DMs on some, like, hey, girl. Watching you.
Whose DMs are you sliding into?
I slide into my friend's DMs. She'll be like, how are you? I see you looking nice in that picture. All the time. Why not?
You know what I mean? Go somewhere and smell roses. Like, I love candles and I love flowers.
I love candles. Oh my God.
Go to a dope candle spot and you don't even have to buy it. Pretend like you're going to buy it.
But you know what? If you're going to buy it, go to Marshall's because it's cheap. You can get a good candle for like $5.
Marshall's and Ross, I'm telling you. And like, if you try it and you don't like it, guess what? You only spend $5 on it.
You only spend $5. It's cool.
Yes. Target also has some good candles.
Yes, they do.
The
other thing I do sometimes, I take myself out on a date. So last week, I actually did.
You got dressed up, got gussied up?
No, I didn't. Therapy was done and I actually didn't have anything else planned. And I was like, what can I do? Sometimes I just take myself out to eat at a restaurant that I wanted to go to. Mm-hmm. And it'll just be me. And I'll just be enjoying my own company, just sitting there, just observing the world. Or maybe I'm scrolling through Instagram, but I'm eating good food.
Mm-hmm.
And just, just
be. Or take yourself out to the movies.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? Or find that girlfriend. You can self-care with people.
Yeah.
Find that girlfriend and you're like, girl, we've been talking about having this play date with this baby for so long. Like, let's go hiking.
Let's go hiking.
I don't know what trails you have in your city.
You are a very LA person.
But
Runyon,
like,
Canyon.
Let's go get some frozen yogurt, you know, with the kids or with something. Or
crab,
like,
legs, me. I'll be like, let's go get crab legs because I'm a savage.
Whatever it is that you do, like, do that thing. Or, like, if you and your bae have not reconnected, it's like, have a date night.
A
meaningful, and sometimes I know people will get mad. It's like, he doesn't plan it. Like, his idea of a date night is just like not doing nothing and it's boring.
That's
it's like, sometimes that could be good, but I get when you're like, but I want to do something fun. I haven't, okay, maybe he's not the best planner, or maybe she's not the best planner. Look online and be like, hey, fun things to do in City X.
Yeah,
on a Saturday.
Under this money.
Under this amount.
They have trampoline parks now. Again, find the kid in you. What would a kid want to do? Trampoline park. You can just go jump on a trampoline. We went axe throwing with our friends a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
You're throwing axes.
Oh, I saw that.
It was so fun.
But you didn't show us
Terrible. Oh, I was so bad at it. But it was so fun because that's not the point. Yes. I already knew I was going to be bad at it.
We went to a rage room. My roommate and I.
I love that. Y'all were
breaking
stuff.
Just destroying stuff. The thing is, you have to get to a certain level of anger.
Yeah.
And I wasn't.
You weren't angry enough.
Angry at anything. So I was just like, I just eaten this thing.
The thing was not destroyed.
like it was destroyed, but I was just like, I'm not angry. Like, I feel like if you had, like, something you were really upset about, like, your boss, like, it made you mad.
Yeah.
And obviously, you can't take a bat to your boss. So it's like, I'm going to take a bat to this computer screen.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that would have been a really good stress relief. But it was just fun to be around other people. And just be like, man, we broke this whole room up.
We did laser tag.
Laser tag
is so fun. And you would think laser tag is just, laser tag will have you like wheezing by the end of it because you're running over and
you're running through everything.
People rolling around looking like soldiers and you just beating you're not even touching your friends. You know the one I won't do anymore?
What?
Paintball. That thing is painful.
It's very painful.
Paintball is painful.
But it's kind of dope though.
When that thing hits you from across the room and you're like, ah, that it's was like my a sniper. It's a sniper. You will have a welt on your thigh. I was like, laser tag is paintball without paint. So I'd rather you do that one.
Without pain.
Yes.
Yes. Pain or paint.
Correct.
Bowling. I mean, listen, whatever you and your guy need to do. You know what? A staycation is also really dope. There's something about just not being in your house. Just going to a hotel. Mm-hmm. And you can do hotels.com or there was that one where if you book the same night.
Hotel tonight.
Last minute, you may be able to find a really dope room, like room rate.
For cheap.
Just go. You know me. I know you're like it's $100, but like that $100 is going to be like mental, like your mental space will be restored. And then you and your boo just go there.
Or even you and yourself.
You and yourself.
Take yourself again. I want people to constantly. I don't care if you are booed up or not. Take yourself out on dates. Take yourself to a night at a hotel. Yeah. Take yourself out. To dinner because we don't have to wait for other people.
You don't need permission to love you.
Oh, I beg, say it again.
You don't need permission to love you.
Please.
Just love, like, love up on you.
You said this thing before we got on things that I was like, oh, that's it.
Self-care is caring for you. What did I say? I said something.
Self-care is you loving you.
Yeah. Damn. Self-care. Was it what I said, Mark?
It was deeper than that.
It was deeper than that.
It's like self-care is like you loving you.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's it.
You taking care of you or something like that. It was almost like you making you a priority.
That's it.
You like you just making you the number one person right now. Because we put everybody above us. It's like those people like, yeah, I can always like inspire other people's dreams. But when it comes to my dreams, I just, why? What do you mean? So you're Martin Luther King, having everybody live that dream. And then what happens to you?
At the end of your life, if you look back and you're like, I've prioritized everybody but myself, will you be proud?
You won't be happy.
You won't be happy. So this is, if you needed permission, in case you needed, you don't need permission to love yourself, but in case you needed permission,
here's a little pit stop.
We want you to make sure, because again, adulting is hard. You are the important person because you are the one in your own body. Mm-hmm. So.
And self-care, you know what it is too? It's telling people no.
Is the biggest form of self-care. Oh. Telling people no.
Hey, no, I'm so sorry. And you know what? And not having a reason.
No is a complete sentence.
Oh my gosh. Because I know I fell into this trap. Like, if I tell them no, like, no, I can't make it. And I feel like I have to add justifiers why I can't make it.
I have to defend myself.
I can't make it because, oh, I'm so sorry. I won't be able to be there. Have fun.
Hey, I'm not going to be able to do that. Or, no, I can't come.
The end.
At the end,
we're gonna miss you. Well, oh my God, please let me know how it goes.
Correct,
because I'm gonna miss you. It's like, it's really like, really? Are you sure? Like, what? What are you doing?
Half the reason people are burned out is because you said yes to everybody but yourself.
Yeah,
you said yes to everybody but yourself. So quit that.
So now say no to everything and then yes to yourself.
Amen.
For a day,
just for one day.
Just give it one day. Just
the next month. Do it for 2 days.
And then you keep building,
keep
building, and then you'll be able to have balance when you can be like, you know what, this thing is important, and I'm going to say yes to this, because it actually will also bring me, what?
Joy. Correct. So, yeah, we just wanted to give y'all that quick bonus episode.
Enjoy. Enjoy you.
Yvonne, you just said that very sassy. You were like, enjoy you.
Well, that's how I talk to myself when I'm taking these baths by myself.
Ooh.
I'd be like, hey, girl, you're looking good. Your body's so cute.
You give yourself these TED Talks in
the
back.
TED Talks about how your body's silky. Your husband gonna love these toes.
I don't even blame you. Do it.
I do it. Nah, why not?
Gas yourself up.
I would gas myself.
Why not?
With these bubbles.
Correct.
I blow bubbles to myself.
As fine as you are.
I said, look at this. I said, catch these bubbles.
Find us on social media.
At Yvonne Orji.
And at Lovey. And we are at Jesus and Jalof everywhere you want to be.
Everywhere you want to be. So take time. Take time.
Take time.
Take time. Hold on. Just...
All right. Yeah.
Take a deep breath. I hope that helped you guys out.
And also, shake off your shoulders. You were holding your shoulders tense.
Yes. You don't even know that you're, like, I don't even know how my shoulders are all the way up here.
By my ears.
And I'm not trying to be like, can you breathe?
Can you breathe?
And relax. She's so like, relax. Tight. You're so tight.
I loosen up.
Relax yourself. That's why you need massages, because you've been so tight this whole time. You've
been so tight.
So just, everybody, just take a deep breath. It's all right. Whatever you're going through right now, it feels like the end of the world. It's not.
It's temporary.
It's so temporary. And it feels like a long temporary. You know, like when you have that nightmare, like, I just want to wake up. Why is it only 2:00? It feels like this night was forever.
Yeah.
It's okay. Morning will come. Whatever you're going through, this too shall pass. But yeah. You want to make sure that on the other side of it passing, you're your best version and you're your best self.
And you are ready to receive whatever anointing and blessing was waiting for you, because you have the capacity.
Fellas, this is not just for women. I remember taking guys and getting them like spa days, and they're like, I've never gotten a manicure or pedicure. Like, I've never gotten a facial. It's like, go get a facial. Go cut your beard, okay? Go get a shape up.
Correct.
You know, go get your eyebrows plucked.
Some of y'all eyebrows, bless it.
I don't care. You just go play one-on-one ball with your boys. Like, go do the things that bring you joy and happiness. And let you feel like, I'm still alive. Go dream again. Some of y'all need to just go and write down audacious, bombastic dreams.
Just everlasting, brilliant dreams.
And just see what happens to them. Just dare to discover a new you.
Jesus and your love, the devotional is coming.
All right, y'all.
All right, I'll see y'all. We got to play the game.
Holler.
Bye-bye.